Joining me this morning is Mike Vieira, Activities Coordinator at Sitka High, and he's here to tell us a little bit about the Holland America Shootout. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining me. So before we talk about the shootout, I want to find out what happened last night with the Fab Four Street Ball Team fundraiser.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a little surprise. You participated.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I was thought I had coordinated everything right so that I would be on the sidelines watching, but had a couple conflicts come up with a couple of the local players at the last minute. So
did they forget to stretch?
Yeah. I actually got roped into playing on the Fab Four team. They had five guys, but one of them kind of went in and out as serving as the MC for the night. So I got to just pretty much run up and down and stand in a corner as they put on a great show.
You know, adrenaline is an amazing tool that just sort of kicks in and makes you successful sometimes.
Yeah. It didn't require much from me last night other than to just kind of be there. So it was fun. It was an amazing display of talent. These guys could really play. I mean, I was out there on the court playing, and there's times where you're just standing there in awe of what they were doing out there. It was really a fun night of basketball.
No one yelled at you to focus?
No, although I did, kind of funny, about halfway through the second quarter, I got in the way of one of the Fab Four guys who was ready to go up for an alley-oop dunk. And he kind of gave me the look of death, like, hey, little small white guy, what are you doing in my way? Get out of the way. And so I just pretty much stood in the corner after that and made sure that the lanes were clear for them to attack the basket.
Well, Mike takes direction well. I think that's what we learned here.
Yeah, it was great. There was about 800 people out there, so we were excited. The kids had a great time. They put on a great show. They were high-flying, and we hope to have them back sometime in the near future.
Terrific. And that was a fundraiser, which is unusual. It was a 50-50 split of funds.
Yeah, we teamed up with Mount Edgecombe. I talked with Andrew Frisky earlier in the year and said, hey, let's maybe do this together. You guys have the great facility to put it on, and you know, I've got this contact and this chance, and you've got, you know, obviously a big student body over there that would benefit from the event as well. So it's always fun to work with Andrew. That's one of the great parts of my job, is working with him. And so I think it's something that proved that we can be successful with, and we'll, you know, try to do it again maybe every other year.
That sounds terrific. And coming up now, Holland America Shootout, this is the what year we're going into?
Yeah, I just did a little math here before I came in and kind of got some sources to help me figure this out. And Steve Gillespie and Rich Krupa, we all kind of concurred that this is the 13th annual Holland America Shootout, and which is amazing that we're there already. It was started really by a group of people, Rich Krupa and Fred Reeder, and I think Bob Petruski was coaching at the time for the boys, and Holland America came on as the main sponsor, and we had never had a local tournament here. So we were excited to have something local, and the first few years it was over break. It was kind of right after Christmas, and then about 6 years ago they moved it to right before Christmas. But yeah, we're already here in the 13th annual, and Holland America has been the lead sponsor of it ever since then. So we're very appreciative of that.
And who's participating this year?
We're really excited about the field this year. This is maybe the strongest field that we've ever had, and we've got the Ketchikan boys and girls, which is exciting because they're an old 4A rival, and we don't get them on our floor very often anymore. So we're excited to have them both here. We're going to open the night on Thursday night with them playing against the Sitka teams. And then on Friday, we've got a team, boys and girls, from Bonnie Lake, Washington, which is kind of South Sound down by Auburn in that area of Seattle. And then we'll finish Saturday night with boys and girls teams from Nome, which we're really excited about. Pat Callahan, who's the coach of the Nome boys, is just a coach that I've really admired for a long time, and I've always wanted to get them down here, and they're coming down. They've got a great team. The boys have a 6'8" sophomore center who really came on at the state tournament last year, and they should be a really good matchup for us.
And how do you recruit these teams? I mean, is it like people begging to come to town, or is it hard to find high schools that have to raise money to, especially like Bonnie Lake? How are they getting here?
Yeah, it's the biggest challenge of the tournament is trying to get the teams here and recruit them. And we're fortunate that Sitka does hospitality so well that we have a really good reputation. But you know, the teams are always excited to come here, and then we start talking about the price. And
right.
then it gets really hard. And we were talking before the air. I really, I look at every school in basically Idaho, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, with a population of under 1,000 kids, and either by email or phone call, I contact every athletic director and invite them to the tournament. And then usually out of that, I'm able to shake down about two schools out of maybe 200 that have some interest in coming. And like this Bonnie Lake team, I'm almost on 3 years of working with them on this, because they wanted to come, the money didn't work, something didn't happen, and then all of a sudden everything aligned. Our teams played against them at a summer camp, and our coaches got to know each other a little bit, and then we were able to help them financially to the point where they felt like they could do it. And so they're going to be here, and we're excited.
It's nice to have folks from the lower 48 come up and play.
Yeah, it's always a big draw. You know, they always have really athletic teams, and I think the people in town like to see that. And then it's also really a big draw having teams from Native Alaska come in from the villages in Western Alaska. And, you know, we had Barrow a few years ago, and we had really big crowds for Barrow, so that's always a big draw too.
And you mentioned that Ketchikan was a former rival, a 4A team.
Yeah.
And what is are we 2A?
We are 3A still. So yeah, they reclassified again this year, but you know, it's 6 years ago that we reclassified to 3A and went away from playing Ketchikan and Juneau every year. And now in the current classification, it's just us and Petersburg and Edgecombe. So a chance to see Ketchikan on our home floor, which, you know, really only happens maybe once every other year.
So tournaments, this sort of thing, that doesn't have to apply.
No. And during the regular season, you can play across classification, but it's always really hard to talk those 4A schools into coming to your town to play. Like Juneau Douglas has not stepped foot on our floor with their boys team since the reclassification occurred, and we've tried every year. So it's
and why is that?
It has to do with a thing called the WPI ranking, which helps teams qualify for the state tournament. Now it's a ranking that bases your opponent's record. It's somewhat complex, but
it's not personal.
They don't get credit, basically, yeah, for playing 3A teams. And so if they want to qualify for the state tournament, they have to try and build the strongest schedule that they can. And if they have 3A teams on there, it doesn't help them build their case.
Understood. So Holland America is the main sponsor. Are there local sponsors helping out this year as well?
Yeah, this is a really large event. It costs almost $15,000 to put on this tournament. And so we've got a whole lot of help, and we're so thankful to these people that step in and support kids. And this is our biggest event here in Sitka, and so we want to make sure we thank the Sciatica Corporation in Totem Square. They're a huge sponsor. They've been a sponsor for the last 5 years. They never say no to us, so thank you to them. Silver Bay Seafoods, Rich Riggs, and the group there, they're continual supporters of us. Gary Smith and Schmalk Mechanical, this is their fourth year as the title sponsor. Char of Sitka. Alan Marine is donating a cruise for our tour for our groups, which is great. They love it. Halibut Point Marine, Vandenberg Insurance, Alps, Wells Fargo, Rocky Ellerding, First Bank Mortgage, and GCI. And these guys have all been with us for the last 4 years, so we're really fortunate to have a team of sponsors that really values this experience for our kids and really supports us.
And you need folks to come and actually see the tournament.
Yeah, it always helps to have a great gate. And like I said, I think this is the best field that I've had. This is my sixth year of really coordinating this thing. And it's the most excited I've been to just come and watch this field of teams, because it's gonna be real fun basketball. The local teams are young this year. We've got, you know, mostly juniors and sophomores, and they're getting better with each game. We've got a lot of size with the boys, so they should be exciting. Sid Riggs may be the best female basketball player that will come through Sitka High, and she had a 30-point game last weekend over in Juneau, and so she'll take the court here for the first time. So some really exciting things to watch here locally.
And the shootout is the 20th through the 22nd.
Yeah, we'll start this Thursday, and it starts at 2 o'clock. Those are the two afternoon games are the teams that don't feature our local teams, and then the evening games start at 5:45, and we'll try and start around 7:15 with the last game. And those last two games every night will feature the girls and the boys.
Terrific. And passes at the door?
You can buy passes at the door. You can come and get them if you want at the office here. It's $40 for a tournament pass, or you can buy just a session pass for $8, and that includes two varsity games.
And that is a bargain for all these folks that you get to see.
Yeah, it's a great deal. You know, it's trying to price it the same as about a movie pass, and it's, you know, it's 4 hours of good entertainment.
Live entertainment.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So do you get a break after the shootout?
Yeah, we're always excited to wrap up that last night. You put the cap on the award ceremony and then head right into break and get to recover a little bit. It's a busy week with the Fab Four event and this tournament, but it's a fun way to wrap up that last week before Christmas break.
Well, terrific. I'd like to thank my guest, Mike Vera, activities coordinator. You could see him at the Holland America Shootout at Sitka High.
That's right.
20th through the 22nd. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Holly.